That was my Thanksgiving appreciation and gratitude this morning. And the scripture I'm coming from this morning is from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. I like this scripture. As they say, this is truly a word for such a time as this. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, somebody say a cloud of witnesses, let us therefore throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. And let us run with perseverance. Some versions say patience. Let us run with patience this race that's marked out before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus, 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 the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him while we're waiting, Brother Jerry. All those who are waiting. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I feel like somebody needs to hear that. Just say it to me. Don't grow weary. Don't lose heart. Amen. And my focus scripture this morning, I just like the whole thing. I just had to read the whole thing. My focus is going to be on 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily detangles. And this series, we're doing Fall Off. We're doing Fall Off. And my task is to talk about awareness, or awareness of the Holy Spirit and the need for discernment as we transition into our next. Somebody say, I'm transitioning into my next. Say it like you really mean it. I'm transitioning into my next. In my next. 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 I might be transitioning into my next for real. Because sometimes when we are in a place of transition, like you were talking about, brother, we have to have discernment. We need discernment. But not only that, we need awareness in the presence of the Holy Spirit. So shout back at me. Y'all know who we are by now. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. Now that we've said this, I feel the urge to say it again. Do not allow, repeat after me, do not allow your humanity to bully your spirituality. That's what it means for us to be spiritual beings, having a human experience, recognizing that humanity, and recognizing the spirit too. So what is it about awareness that we want to know? Awareness is knowledge or perception of a situation or a fact or concern about a well-informed interest in a particular situation or development. Another word for awareness is consciousness, recognition, realization. I like this word. Cognizance, perception. In other words, how are we looking at this situation? How are we aware? How aware are we of what's going on? What's going on in our surroundings? And the opposite of awareness is ignorance. Somebody say ignorance. Took me a long time to realize that the word was ignorance, not ignorant. Have y'all ever heard of ignorant people? I didn't know. They ignorant. Just left out the norm. But don't say, holler at me. Don't be ignorant. And don't be ignorant. Because it is a time, especially these days and times, we have to be aware. And what are we aware of? The key point to awareness for us, if we're going to shift a little bit, is awareness is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Repeat after me. Awareness is the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is here. It doesn't always have to be, you know, praising him. But that moment when the light comes on, that moment when we're like, I got it. That moment of awareness means we just connected with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, connect with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And awareness for us, y'all know I have to have me some acronyms somewhere. So awareness for us is the ability to wait and receive evidence. Repeat after me. Ability to wait and receive evidence. Oh, how many times have you just went too far too quick and just end up embarrassed? Just moved a little bit too quick. And we are aware because of our cloud of witnesses. Somebody say cloud of witnesses. I do believe our cloud of witnesses help us in so many ways. They do. If you have a dog, somebody come up to in your yard, come up to your door, they just bark their heads off. We may not have heard anybody out there, but that dog heard something, make us aware. And that alarm, if you will, even with our cars, alarm systems, burglar systems, there are so many ways that we are made aware. But from a spiritual perspective, the ability to wait and receive evidence is imperative for us on this journey of discerning our next. The ability to wait and receive for us means the ability to see or observe a thing or a person. We're just not walking around and tripping over things. We have to appreciate stuff so we can catch on to it. Pay attention. Oh, I just heard from Sister Act 2. If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up, i.e. be aware and pay attention. It's amazing what it just pop into your mind. Somebody said, if you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. What that means for us is the ability to comprehend, to conceive, to discern. We have a grasp on it. We are able to recognize, and we take advantage of that moment. We seize it. We sense it. My mama used to say, it's a dead cat on the line somewhere. You can just tell something ain't right. Something in the milk ain't clean. And my grandmama used to say it all the time. A hit dog will holler. Hit him and see. All those little things, you know, you be like, I never thought about it. It's a dead, what a dead cat on the line mean? Something in the milk ain't clean. You know that one, don't you, Miss Beta? Come on, y'all holler back at me. Something in the milk ain't clean. All right, I hope it ain't your glass. But we have to be aware. Awareness comes. That's my grandmama used to say something else. She says, the Lord gave us six senses. Seem like one of them ought to be common sense. I'm like, but I thought it was five. If I say it's six senses, it's six, because somebody need to have common sense. Ask me, do you have common sense? I ain't gonna lie. I've been ignorant. Sometimes you just can't tell, Jesus. And that's why we have to be aware so we can have some common sense, wisdom. We have to have some wisdom. So I wanted to give you guys some scriptures to help us remember and think about being aware. The ability, the scripture reference for ability to be aware is, y'all see this one coming, Philippians 4:13. How many of you know you have the ability because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you? That's right. Philippians 2:11 and 4:11 says, we have the mind of Christ. I mean, can you imagine thinking like Christ thinks? I think it's awesome the way Paul says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is our mind going to be transformed and renewed into? The mind of Christ. And when we have the mind of Christ, that means we have the ability, because whatever it is we are facing, whatever it is that we are having to complete, we know that he who begun a great work in us shall complete it. So we have the ability. Might take 3 weeks, might take 3 months, might take 3 years. Took me 13 years to get my undergraduate. And Jesus finally came. Blessed be God. Sometimes it takes a long time and you go in and out and in and out. I mean, you can go all the way. You can go straight, boom, like an arrow. And sometimes you have to be willing to go where the path takes you. And the other one is wait. Psalm 27 and 4 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Somebody say, be of good courage. And he will strengthen your heart. Somebody say, strengthen my heart, Jesus. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Isaiah 40 tells us, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. But listen to this about what makes waiting a delight. The Lord will wait, that he may be gracious unto us, and therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy upon us. For the Lord is a God of judgment, and blessed are those that take off, jump around, spin, those that wait for him. Repeat after me. Blessed are they that wait for the Lord. That, thank you, Jesus. That right there just make you want to wait a little bit longer. I had never heard that scripture before until the Holy Spirit gave it to me, pulling this together. The Lord will wait. Did y'all know that the Lord will wait for you? I can see how he would, considering he's timeless, eternal. I could just imagine God watching me, Jesus. I'm trying to rush him, but he waiting on me. Oh, Jesus, I'm getting old. 20, 30. Please don't take your day. Remember his day? 1,000, a day is like 1,000 years to God. Are you taking a Jesus day or God day? Let's not take a God day. Please give us another day, Lord. I'm just telling y'all how I express myself, because it's so real whenever you can't see what's coming and you don't know what's going. And all you can do is wait, and you're trying to figure out, how am I going to wait in a decent order? It's a good thing to know that you can rest assured. Please, Jesus, let me be fair in saying this. It's not a God day. It may feel like 1,000 years, but I promise you, it can't be 1,000 years. I don't know nobody, not even Methuselah, unless they forgot to name somebody who lived to be 1,000 years old. So it'll probably only be 967. Let me stop. But I'm just grateful for the truth of the word that empowers us to wait. Sometimes we want the turtle and sometimes we want the rabbit, don't we? And the other one is and add to. When we have the ability to, when we have the, recognize that we have the ability, sometimes we don't think we can do a thing, but we really can. And when we are waiting, we have to add to it. So 1 Peter tells us, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Add to your virtue knowledge. Add to your knowledge temperance. Add to temperance patience. And to patience godliness. And to godliness brotherly love, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity or love. And other Bibles use different words, but the message is the same. The key is we have to add to our faith. We have to add to our awareness. And then it says in Revelation 1:20, blessed are those who hear and who keep the word of God. We have to hear it. Those who have an ear, let them hear. So we hear that truth. We hear the encouragement, and we also apply it. We keep it. The R is receive. I know that we've been taught it's better to give than to receive, but there is a place where we have to have the ability to receive. Jesus says, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. How many times has it not came because we were not able to receive or believe? Now, I'm saying that for myself because sometimes I just wasn't able to believe. I mean, if we're going to be free, and we're going to be free indeed, what does he say? You should know the... No, he said, you can keep being ignorant. Nah, you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So we have to be honest enough and just say, okay, God, I really wanted it real bad, but right in the back was a little voice saying, no, you can't, no, you can't. That's where we have to make sure we don't allow our humanity to bully our spirituality. That's how we receive. We have to believe that whatever we ask for in prayer, God's going to do it. That's heavy. And then John 16:13 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. So the Holy Spirit, our cloud of witnesses, they will guide us. And it is the spirit of truth will tell you when something is a lie. The Spirit of truth will tell you what's going on in this situation. The Spirit of truth will tell you there is a very slight difference between being spiteful and mean and casting out your pearls before swine. How can you tell the difference when you're a giver? And it's hard for you to not to give, and you can see, but when, at what point do we recognize, I have to say no here. I'm not being spiteful. Yeah, you hurt my feelings, but I'm not being spiteful either. I'm not casting my pearls anymore. So we have to allow the Holy Spirit to tweak some of these things for us when we feel guilty, if you will. When we have to say no. Somebody say it. Sometimes we have to say no. Sometimes we have to. And how are we able to do it? According to Acts 2 and 38, we have to repent and be baptized, all of us, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin, so that we can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Y'all, I thought that receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit was the ability to speak in tongues, to dance, to cry, to worship and praise God in the Spirit. Took me a little while to learn that the gift of the Holy Spirit is discernment. It's awareness. And that's where we get to the E, the evidence. Evidence, according to Deuteronomy 19, says, on the evidence of two or three witnesses, a matter shall be confirmed. Sometimes we hear what one person say and we take off. Has it been confirmed? What evidence do we have when somebody says something? We know a situation and they're telling us something else. Is that really the truth, Jesus? We have to have at least two witnesses and make sure those two witnesses haven't ganged up either. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith will help us have evidence. And Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1:16, they were eyewitnesses of his majesty. We are eyewitnesses. We used to sing a song called "We Are Witnesses of His Power." The Lord he saves. We are witnesses. You have witnessed God in the long term. I'm learning to trust and wait for God in the long term. Because why? We are witnesses. Sometimes we can hear the testimony, the witness of someone else. And it can encourage us to go the next mile of the way. And here's the next one. Are you raw? We are probably accustomed to everybody saying ready, willing, and able. But I told y'all I like acronyms. I can remember stuff better with words. Raw. And raw is ready, able, and willing. And we are ready, guess why? Because God is ready. And in 2 Peter 3:15, it says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready to give an answer to every man who asks for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. We have to tell people that is being willing to tell our testimony. I know it looks bad right now. I know it looks like God is taking one of his days, but I promise you, they that wait on the Lord, just wait. Just wait a little longer. You can do it. Can we be ready to wait? Ask somebody, are you ready to wait? Not on McDonald's fries when I'm hungry. But we have to wait sometimes because we're accustomed to the quick fasting in a hurry. But Jesus says in Matthew 24:42-44, keep watch, for you don't know what day the Lord is coming. That can read like a scary prophecy, or it can read like a promise. Keep watch. Don't give up. Don't give hope. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Keep watching. Keep looking. Keep waiting. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to look. I don't advise you to do that in a garden because I hadn't figured out how long the little roots come to, you know, stick up out of the grass, out the dirt. But everything takes time. Somebody say everything takes time. But keep watch. Because we don't know what day the Lord is coming. That means he may come to take us home the day he's coming to fulfill that promise and feel that manifestation that we are looking for. Somebody say, I'm able. Because God is able. God is able. Numbers 13:30 says, and this is for Caleb and the folks whenever they were going to claim their land. Now Caleb called the people before Moses and says, we must go up and take possession of it because we are, repeat after me, more than able to do it. Say it to whatever you're thinking about and whatever you've had on your mind. I am more than able to do it. Whatever it is, you're more than able to do it. And in 1 Corinthians 10:13, they say, there hath no temptation that has taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, and he will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will, with the temptation, make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. I have to tell y'all this story. So I was in Texas at this church in one of my happy places. And there was this gentleman that came in, and all the lights went ding, 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 ding. And my heart just jumped, and I was like, ooh. And I heard the word say, run from the devil, and he will flee. And I got to my office, and I was like, we run from the devil now, Jesus? He said, you run from the devil and he will flee, because he know if he follow you, he know where you going. Be sure you know where to run to. I can go to the rock. This scripture right here is what made me think about that. He will make a way of escape. You might misquote the scripture and it could be wrong, but if it will get you out of a tight fix, run. Somebody say run. If you run into Jesus and you running away from something that does not benefit you, I promise you, this is where it says he will make a way of escape. We do not know how, and sometimes running might be the way out. Yes. Forest, run, forest. God is able. I love this. God is able. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency, somebody say in all things, and you have an abundance for every good work. Somebody say, I told you I was able. Y'all, we're able. Well able. Why? Because God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. Do y'all believe that this morning? Yes. And we are ready, able, and willing. Somebody say, I'm willing. Because God is willing. If God is willing, it's not a trick statement, it's the truth. I am willing because God is willing. Is God willing? See, that's where we need our cloud of witnesses. That's where we need that discernment, where we're told try the Spirit by the Spirit, so we will know when we're being spiteful. And when we are or are not casting our pearls before swine. 2 Corinthians 5:8 says we are confident. I say and willing. Somebody say and willing. Rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Are y'all willing to be present with the Lord? I used to think this was about resurrection scripture, transition dying scripture. But if we are going to get to the place where we no longer allow our humanity to bully our spirituality, we have to step outside of our body. That is what that means. Step out, step back from the situation. Somebody say, take a step back. Do you need a different view? Sometimes we have to step back from the body, from the situation, from that occurrence, and get present with the Lord so that we are able to respond properly. Matthew 26 says, watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. Somebody say, repeat after me, for the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. The flesh is weak, says one translation. The spirit is willing. And if you are willing, now this is a promise. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. That means that manifestation, it will come. If you're willing to wait, if you're willing to be guided. And here's my favorite one where you have to really be sure. Where Christ puts it out there for us. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, somebody repeat after me, not my will, but your will be done. That's why we have to have that crowd of witnesses, cloud of witnesses around us, because it helps us to know what to do. It brings about clarity. Are you aware of who you're with? Now, when I was first learning that scripture, the cloud of witnesses, that's why I like it. I used to think it was a crowd of witnesses. It's a bunch of people around. But it's a cloud. Even though it sounds different, they generally have two different meanings. But can you imagine in the spirit all of those angels, saints, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Are you aware of who you are with? Ask somebody, what crowd are you running with? Who are you with? And who is with you? See, we have to know who is with us. Sometimes we're worried about who's not. But who is with you? And of what are you aware? What are you aware of? Are you aware of that great crowd, that cloud that surrounds you? What are you aware of? That's why Amplified Bible provides an awesome conclusion for us. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Somebody say cloud of witnesses. Who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness. Stripping off every unnecessary weight. Somebody say get rid of the weight. And sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. Somebody say no entanglements, Jesus. Let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. How we're doing it? Looking away from all that distracts us, all those things that take us off course. Focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter, finisher of our faith. The first incentive for our belief. And the one who brings our faith to maturity, who brings our faith to manifestation, who brings it to completion, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him, he endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. In other words, as we are going into our next and we're asking for discernment and we are realizing what kind of cool relationship we have with the Holy Spirit and our cloud of witnesses, We get those things to empower us to do, to stand, to persevere, to be patient. Because in that, Jesus revealed his deity, his authority, the completion of his work. And what other encouragement or awareness can we have? Consider and meditate on him, the one who endured from sinners such bitter hostility against himself. Consider it in all comparison with our trials, so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. Somebody say, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. If you stand up on your feet with me this morning. How many of y'all feeling aware this morning? Are y'all raw? Are y'all ready, able, and willing? I didn't give the downside side to it. Sometimes you can be willing. You might be able, but are you ready? Are we ready for what it is God has for us? So as we look at the clarity and recognizing that we really are ready, willing, and able, because that's what God is for us, we can be aware so that we can have the ability to wait and to receive evidence that whatever it is we need, God's got it. Somebody say, whatever you need, God's got it. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit that is with us. We thank you for the cloud of witnesses, the crowd of witnesses that we see, hear, know in different ways to be encouraged to wait on you, to stand on you, to go forth into our next. And Father, as we go forward, remind us you're right there with us. You will not leave us alone. You know what we have gone through. And because we know that you've been through so much already before us, we can grab hold to your hand and hold it as we are, wherever we are on the journey. Whether we are waiting, whether we are walking, whether we are witnessing, we thank you for your presence and for your faithfulness. And because of the love that you've given us through Christ Jesus, who came and became the ultimate sacrifice of what it means to be aware, to be able, and to wait, and to be willing, we just say thank you. We say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For it is in your name we give all honor, all glory, and all praise. And we say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now receive this benediction. My aware people, may we leave this place knowing and believing that we are one with the Father, one with the Son, one with the Holy Spirit. And we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, we can throw off everything that hinders us. We are no longer entangled by sin. We can run with perseverance the race marked out for us because we are fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author, the pioneer, the perfecter of our faith. Go forward and be aware and bless his name. Amen.